From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Hello, welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Pleasure to be here with you. My favorite part of every week, spending it with you. Raleigh, how you doing? Salem, Oregon, how you doing? Tampa, Florida, how you doing? Sarasota and everywhere else, Alaska, love all of you guys. All parts unknown, everywhere in between those toasty beaches of Florida and those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. We have fans up on those crab boats, I know, because I've heard from them. Very cool stuff. Those of you listening across the pond, we appreciate that as well. Always a pleasure to be here with you in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. The next half hour is always a fan favorite, one of the best hours in radio. I've got him for a half hour today, so we're going to jump right in. Again, I apologize in advance for not having enough time. Need to add another hour or two, I'm telling you, to this broadcast. But remember, you can also hear me on the Daily Defense Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. You can do the math in between and figure out your time zone. Again, that's 4 to 5 Pacific, 1 to 2 Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Filling your prescription for freedom 6 days a week when you account for some of those stations that delay it and run it the following day. 7 days a week at various hours of the daytime and nighttime, we are spilling freedom across the country. Let's go right to Breitbart News and Armed American Radio analyst from Breitbart News, award-winning columnist, my political analyst, and all-around great guy, AWR Hawkins. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be with you.
Hey, got a question for you, AWR. Great to have you here as usual. Got a question for you. I asked Alan Gottlieb this. This popped up. You know, I got to thinking about the failure of the AHCA, the American Health Care Act. What does that have to do with guns? Well, I think it has a lot to do with guns. Here's the way my mind works. The reason I believe it has to do a lot with guns is because now that we're past that, and the media, the mainstream media, the fake news media, the same CBS that tried to take Sean Hannity down and couldn't do it by deceptive editing, you know the techniques that they use, AWR, you write about them yourself. In this case, it would seem to me, since they've written off Trump's entire next 4 years, because the AHCA didn't pass, I would suggest to Donald Trump, and in fact I did, through a number of channels, publicly and privately, man, now is the time to start moving that pro-gun rights agenda forward, where you're going to get an almost guaranteed couple of quick legislative hits and show some victories immediately. Now, there's a train of thought out there. I've got a couple emails. Captain Matt Bruce writes in, and he says, hey, as long as Ryan's at the helm, it ain't going to happen. Trey Gowdy needs to be at the helm. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, what kind of groundswell we're going to see about Ryan, but would you agree with that? Wouldn't this be just an opportune time to start moving that gun rights agenda forward where he knows he can get some quick victories as he moves his agenda now after the AHCA?
Yep. I mean, I agree with you 100%, but I also agree with... I also agree with whoever that was you quoted.
With Captain Matt, yeah.
Yeah, Ryan. Speaker Ryan's a mess. I mean, he lacks leadership. I don't think that'll keep these bills from passing because there is so much support for him. So that makes your point in aces. But I'm just saying, I wish we had a different person as speaker. I'll leave that at that. At the same time, I do agree. I think it's time to push suppressive deregulation and national reciprocity with determination. It'd be two easy wins in the House. In the House, both would be easy. In the Senate, there might be a little fight on one of them. But, you know, the Republicans know if they don't support those bills, then in 2018, any of them that are up for election are in trouble. And so
yeah.
I don't see any long-run problems. So, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I think this is the time. This is the time to try to move that agenda. This really is the time. This, you know, get a couple quick hits in there, a couple good wins under his belt, and move on. Now, while the media is in the process of writing him off and Hollywood's laughing, because that's what they do, and we all know they're fake, the fact of the matter is a couple victories wouldn't hurt, and that's certainly a place to go out and get those wins. Alan was in agreement with that also. Okay, let's turn our attention toward Gorsuch with you. I'm sure you watched the hearings as I did. And I saw nothing in this. Now, we all know what the Democrats are going to do. But I saw nothing but brilliance in this man's responses, in particular to that loudmouth Feinstein. Take that away.
No, you're exactly right. He was, not only was he brilliant, he was measured. And Feinstein tried to corner him, trapping, backdooring, so he would agree to an assault weapons ban, tried to backdoor him so he would agree to a gun ban for military veterans, tried to do all these things. And, you know, he would have no part of it in a very measured way. She would say, well, do you agree with, And he would say, it's not up to me to agree or disagree. It's up for me to read the law and apply it. And, you know, it just, he's exactly what we need, in my opinion, because we need a Scalia. And that was Scalia. Scalia didn't bring his prejudice to the law. The law, as it was written, and the Constitution, I should say, as it was written, communicated everything we needed to know. And he based his decisions on that. And it seems to me that Gorsuch is right there, that he is Scalia in his thought process, and it's exactly what they need.
What do you think? How do you think this is going to play out? Now, we all now here, I'm going to tell you this. I'll make another bold statement regarding the AHCA. And again, I mention this as we move forward because this is how the agenda is going to move forward. Obamacare is not going to remain the law of the land for much longer. The mere fact that they weren't able to pass it right now does not kill the fact that Obamacare is going to die. They're feeling emboldened. I say that again because they're feeling emboldened. You got Chuck Schumer and the rest of these clowns out there running their mouth about, oh boy, you know, we've got victory. We can claim victory here. You know as well as I do that Gorsuch is going to be, that the Senate's going to move forward with Gorsuch. Simple as that. If they have to go nuclear, that's what they're going to do. He's going to be confirmed. Would you disagree with that?
No, but I will say this. The Senate going nuclear could also accomplish what you were talking about with the gun rights bills. The Senate going nuclear would neuter Chuckie Schumer, and that's what we need to do. And so that's just another opportunity for a victory. But if McConnell does what he says, if the Dems try to slow and filibuster, if McConnell goes nuclear, then Trump will have his win. He'll have a win bigger than anyone ever thought we'd have, because no one ever dreamed McConnell would actually follow through and do this. But he seems like he's actually ready to do it. So I hope he does.
Well, yeah, we're on the cusp of several victories here. I want you to get your head out of your media, ladies and gentlemen. Don't pay attention to what you're reading from the mainstream press. There was some brilliance in what happened here and the way Trump is going to move this agenda forward. After that, you can mark my word. Unfortunately, some folks are going to suffer in the process, and I'm talking about Obamacare. But the rest of the agenda, unlike what you're hearing, I think is going to shine, and you're going to seeing it move forward very, very quickly. I think he's going to surprise an awful lot of people, A.W.R. Hawkins. I'm pretty sure he is. Now, let's go to states like Maryland, okay? Maryland senators passed bill to keep law-abiding citizens unarmed on campus. Now, I often say, and I use New Jersey as a prime example of this, A.W.R., and that's this. When you live in a state like Illinois, or if you live in a state like California, or you live in a state like Maryland, in particular New Jersey, we define success by how few crappy things get through. All right, we don't move anything forward. We stop bad things from happening. Unfortunately, that's success. What happened in Maryland? You wrote about it, titled Maryland Senators Pass Bill to Keep Law-Abiding Citizens Unarmed on Campus.
Right. Well, that's what I did. It's a negative thing, and I tried to make it sound negative. You know, a lot of people think, or they might read this news and think, oh, well, they opposed campus carry. No, it wasn't a positive bill. The Democrats literally passed a bill that was framed to turn law-abiding citizens into felons if they carry a gun for self-defense on campus. So it's not that they rejected campus carry. See, that was already not the law of the land. It's not that they rejected it. What they did is they stepped up and said, we're going to make sure law-abiding citizens are unarmed. It's going to be a felony if they carry a gun for self-defense. That's what they've done. Now, it's only passed the Senate. It's still got to pass the House. But normal people, and by that I mean rational people who think with their mind, not their heart, normal people would be ashamed to have been part of the vote. But Democrats aren't normal, so there you go.
Still got him? You got AWR?
I'm right here.
There we go. Okay, sorry about that. I laughed, and you stopped at the same time. I apologize about that, but I can't help it because you're right. They're not normal. And again, we'll see evidence of that moving forward as Trump's agenda moves forward. You'll see that the mainstream press is just they're just in the bag. All right, when we come back, AWR Hawkins, we're going to continue with you. USA Today Sports. NCAA team should boycott Arkansas over campus over campus carry. And then I've got you wrote such a good, because I love happy ending stories. I'm a huge fan of happy ending stories. Man kicks in ex-girlfriend's door, dies from multiple gunshot wounds. Now that pretty much tells you everything you need to know, but there's more to the story. We'll let AWR Hawkins from Breitbart tell us when we come back. Again, Armed American Radio, educating, informing, entertaining you, a responsibly armed American, from coast to coast, from Florida to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, that's why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new camera. Now this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out In the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Dean Adams Concealed Carry Holsters provide maximum concealment for anyone who wants freedom of movement, trigger protection, and quick access. Our comfortable and functional holsters also serve as practical everyday wear for your EDC. Focused on comfort and safety, we have multiple patent-pending designs, perfect for today's gun owner. For your concealed carry solutions, check out DeanAdams.com. That's DeanAdams.com. Or find us on Facebook at Dean Adams Official.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. You know, you can listen to the program now if you don't have a station in your area. And they're airing in hundreds of cities right now. If you can't find a station, you can check it out at USCCA Concealed Carry app. USCCA Concealed Carry app. And pick up every single one of the previous shows, both daytime and monster broadcasts on the app. You can also double tap the logo there when it pulls up Armed American Radio. You'll see my mug there. Double tap that with the AAR logo on it, and it'll pop up the player when I'm airing live from anywhere in the country. So if you're traveling out of range, you can do that. You can also go back and listen to the shows in super high quality audio. U.S. Concealed Carry, USCCA Concealed Carry app. Now, only available for iTunes now, but that's going to change very, very soon. The Google Play Store will have one shortly. I'll keep you posted when that's about ready to happen. In the meantime, emails are pouring in. Jay Starkman's, well, great one that comes up. We'll see if I have time to read that in the next segment. Got one from John Dawson regarding Delta's gun rules, as Jay's was. Larry Kemp wrote one in about Delta policy. All of them good. Was reading them during the break. We'll see if we can get to them. In fact, we will get to them in the next segment. Let's continue with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, there's so much to talk about with you. You've written so many great pieces over the past week. Let's start off first with, I'll go back to Arkansas in just a minute. Let's go to a happy ending story, brother. I love this. Man kicks in ex-girlfriend's door, dies from multiple gunshot wounds. Pretty much says it all, but what's the backstory here?
Yeah, it does. Well, the backstory is it was a domestic situation. The neighbors and police said that, so that's not me making that up, or that's not my opinion. Apparently, this woman had moved into this apartment recently. This individual had already been over once kicking doors and doing different things. And this night, her brother was sleeping in the apartment, and when the guy, or it wasn't night, excuse me, it was the morning, and when the guy kicked in the door, well, the brother was in there to greet him and shot him multiple times. He didn't say how many in the chest, but that was the end of the story. And the thing that's interesting to me, it may not be interesting to anybody else, but this guy only intended on being there a short term. He was armed. So that kind of tells you everything you know about what he was thinking about doing. But he left his car running in the street. So he hopped out. He meant to go in there, do what he was going to do, and flee that scene. That's how it looks. And he never got to leave. He got to kick in the door, but he never got to leave. And that's because somebody was armed and knew how to use a gun. And that's how America works.
That's what I refer to, listener, as a happy ending story. Not because the criminal died, but because the intended victim survived. Now, let's get that clear.
Right.
The intended victim is alive. Go ahead, AWR.
But not only survived, I always stress, especially with women, because it's applicable there. She not only survived, but her dignity's intact. Who right. knows what he would have done to her? And I don't want to think of scenarios, but I'm just saying, who knows? He didn't get a chance to do anything. He kicked in the door, and that was it. He checked out of this world. And his car is still running in the road. And that tells me that he hit that house with bad intentions. He was going in, he was coming out, and he had a plan. And I love it. I love it when a law-abiding citizen foils the plan of a criminal.
That's a happy ending story. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. The reason that car was running was so he could go in, commit a murder, and flee the scene. And do it very, very quickly. And he would have gotten away with it had that woman not been armed. Thankfully, she was. Oh, you don't need me. She lives in a nice area. This doesn't happen where I live. Yes, it does. Evil exists. A happy ending story. Let's go back over to, there's another dopey story out here you wrote about. I love this. Young classroom kid, 22, shell casing, kicked out of school. What happened there?
That's Hunter Jackson. He went hunting and combination hunting, doing some gun safety with his grandpa, who is a police officer. And so his grandpa's teaching him how to safely use guns. The kid picks up an empty 22 shell, takes it to school in his pocket, and he gets there. He starts to his brother, hey, look at this. Think how happy he was. He got to go shooting with his grandpa. Well, the teacher calls the mom. When the mom comes, they give the mom a letter. The boy gets suspended 7 days for having an empty 22 shell casing. This boy is 4 years old, suspended 7 days. And when he rolled up, when the mom rolled up, the teacher told her that it was a shotgun bullet, which tells you right now that the anti-gunners had no idea. They don't, and just like the Democrats in the Senate, They don't know a high-capacity magazine from a collapsible stock. They just talk and label and talk and label. But this boy's paying the price. So, you know, fortunate thing is his mama did not cower. She doesn't know if the boys are going to ever go back to the school again. She's not very interested in that. But she supports him. She knows that what he was doing with his grandpa was worthwhile. But to me, that's the most important part of the story. These liberals can do what they want. But in my opinion, and this is only my opinion, their world is shrinking. They might not realize it, but their world is shrinking. It has to be because of the boom in gun ownership, the boom in concealed carry, the boom we saw last year in sales, ammo, and otherwise. Their world is shrinking. The number of people that are members of the NRA, that are members of the USCCA, that are members of Gun Owners of America, we can keep going until I'm blue in the face. Their numbers are shrinking. So these hairy-lipped leftists who work at these universities and these schools and who fight against imagination and manliness, their day is coming. And I don't mean a day of violence or anything crazy. I mean the day where they will finally be as irrelevant as they should be. And I already laugh at her. In case she's listening, I want that teacher to know I laugh at you. And I find you funny, and I find you what they call stupid. And your worldview will be defeated by the truth, and I honestly believe that.
Well, it's happening every day. We see evidence of it every day. People roll their eyes when they see stuff like this. Anyone with a clear head knows that this is just ludicrous. A four-year-old kid, give it a rest. Now, again, you know, calling a .22 shell casing a shotgun shell is just absolutely absurd, and anybody in their right mind knows that. People see this stuff, particularly, it doesn't matter what state they're in. It makes no difference. When you see this stuff on the national stage, you roll your eyes and say, well, good heavens, man, why do we continue to go down these roads? Well, AWR, I think you're right. We are going to see that. They're giving us enough ammo, pun intended, every day with stories like this. Let's go quickly before I have to cut you loose. We have talked about on the program with you many, many times about the movement, if you will, of constitutional carry. Dakota, 13th state to enact it. There are going to be more. Did it surprise you?
No, it didn't surprise me. What surprised me more is, I won't go there. Yeah, it didn't surprise me, you know. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I use Gun Owners of America's count on this. I put them at 14. I'm not arguing about it. There are different ways to count it. You know, both in Montana and in Arkansas.
Arkansas, right.
96.4% of the state, there's no permit required. So Gun Owners of America counts both of those as permitless carry. And I do too, but I don't pick it with it. The NRA doesn't do that. So, you know, no matter how you look at it, the bottom line is it's another state. And it's more momentum, and it's the second state this year. That, to me, is what I like to see. That means we have New Hampshire, now we have North Dakota.
That's right.
There are other states that could still do. And so we have momentum, and that goes back to what I was saying about that teacher. Her days of relevancy are numbered. People are laughing at her. People she doesn't even know are laughing at her. We are a people who long to be free.
Freedom will always prevail. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. You can catch him on Twitter at AWR Hawkins. Read everything he writes at Breitbart.com. You hear him here on the Monster Program every single week. I'm Mark Walters. I'll be filling your prescription for freedom when we come back from these messages. AWR Hawkins, thank you. We'll see you next week, brother.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Dennis Prager here, and for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain, and it worked. This is before I ever even heard about the product. I never endorsed a pain reliever, but now I am. And yes, now I'm taking Relief Factor, too. Maybe you've heard me call it a miracle. In fact, listen to what Amanda from Texas wrote. I was having pain in my left thumb area and left side of my leg from my knee about 4 inches up. After about a week of taking Relief Factor, the pain in my leg has gone away, and a few days later, the pain in my left hand is gone. We've gotten thousands of these testimonials, and if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife Sue did, try Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Welcome to our show, brought to you by Premier Pool and Spa, here to help you find a perfect cold weather hot tub, an Arctic spa.
Yeah, don't be waiting for a show to get the very best prices. You know, they cost tens of thousands of dollars to be there, plus they got a national sales team there to pressure you into buying a hot tub, eh?
Honestly, how good a deal do you really think you're getting? The Arctic hot tub is the perfect cold weather spa, because it's made in Canada, eh?
Yeah, from the forever floor to the cast core cover, the Arctic spa is built for the world's harshest climates.
Like your mother-in-law's house. Insulation, shell, warranty, Arctic is just a better hot tub.
The Arctic Spa is the only hot tub that can be controlled from anywhere using the internet. Insulated like a house with the equipment inside, that helps heating costs stay low, eh?
Their showroom is open with all the Arctic spas and Arctic all-weather pools. Come in and they'll show you why Arctic is the best hot tub when you live in Minnesota.
You'll get all the discounts from the Home and Garden Show too, eh?
PremierPoolAndSpa.com. Premier Pool and Spa, where we take fun seriously.
Take off, eh?
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
Hi, everybody. Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Let's talk managed services. Managed services is when you let a company like ours take over the responsibilities of keeping all of your computers and servers protected and running efficiently. We keep your systems patched, keep antivirus protection on all of your systems, provide a way to filter out much of the malware, manage your backups, and most of all, keep you up and running. This is no easy task and takes you time. Time is money. If your server or even an important computer goes down, can you afford this? Let us take care of all this for you, and you can stay focused on being profitable. And don't forget, we also fix your PCs, Macs, cell phones, and tablets, too. Call us today at 763-441-3884. Once again, 763-441-3884, or find us on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
If you have hair loss, then I have great news for you. This is Mike Greenlee, familiar voice with Minnesota hockey fans. I urge you to log on to ineedmorehair.com. I'd like to introduce you to the only permanent solution to hair loss, ineedmorehair.com. You will find some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in Minnesota. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities, a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. If you have hair loss and want more hair, go to ineedmorehair.com. Here's the best part. Their technique is so advanced, their results are guaranteed in writing, and their prices are the best in the business. Prices as low as $3 per graft. Their office is conveniently located in Eagan near 35E and Diffley Road. IneedMoreHair.com will allow you to see a more confident reflection of yourself. That's IneedMoreHair.com. The consultations are free, and the results are amazing. Check out IneedMoreHair.com for complete details. That's IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust. Prices you can afford.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I have been getting a ton of email since I've been discussing the situation at Delta. Not just about Delta, but talk to me more about flying with guns, or can I do this, can I do that? American does this, Southwest does or doesn't do this. Why am I having these problems? To people breaking this down to yet another restriction on freedom, and I've gotten them from the conspiracy side of things all the way over to the basic questions of, can you tell me, teach me what I need to do to fly with a gun, or my gosh, it doesn't sound like I want to do that now. I was getting ready to take my first trip. But yeah, now I'm hesitant. I'm reluctant to do so because of what I'm hearing you talk about. So I want to take this segment to kind of clear a few things up for you and make this easy. As easy as possible. And I got to be honest with you, it's really not that simple when you consider that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing here. Millions of Americans fly Delta every single week, every day. Thousands and thousands of flights a day. Many, many, many thousands of Americans travel with their firearms from point A to point B for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. It's legal to do. You're not violating any laws. You're not doing anything wrong. Delta is putting company restrictions on you traveling lawfully with a firearm over and above what TSA has already said needs to be done. Now, keep this in mind. This was all due to what happened at the Fort Lauderdale airport, which, mind you, happened once. One time. Millions of Americans fly lawfully with their firearms in their checked bags, which, by the way, are locked. And the firearm is in a locked container. But millions of Americans do this every year for decades. In this nation, we do not restrict and limit the freedoms of a free people because of the actions of one psychopath. To do so, we give up our freedoms. We are no longer free. That's not what America was founded on, and it's not what America is about today. So what do you do as the flying public? How do you handle this if you fly with a firearm? Well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I love just personal experience. I live what I talk with you about every single day. It's not theory. It's not conjecture. I'm not researching what I should tell. I'm telling you from personal experience. Many, many years of it. I've written about it. I've interviewed countless people. People who have used guns, people who have wished they've had guns, people who didn't know how to fly with guns, to people who have flown with guns longer than I have. And these things matter to you. The press doesn't talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. They want to tell you what happened in Fort Lauderdale, and they want to beat the airwaves up with it. They want to give the left, what did AWR call him, the hairy lip left? Right? Love that guy. But they get it in the media, and they just beat this to death, and they'd have you think that flying with a firearm is so dangerous. It's not. So what exactly happened with Delta? Delta had a policy that simply followed the TSA guidelines, like every other airline. How do I do it? What do I do? Here comes the education part of education, information, and entertainment. And I'll start with this letter from Tim Rice. Hey, Mark, I listen to your show every day, so I know I'm talking to the right guy. I read the TSA and the airline regulations 10 times, but want to ask you a few questions since you've done it hundreds of times. One, can I use the plastic box my SIG P320 came in? Great gun, by the way. I have one. Two, the box has two plastic latches where the two locks go. Is it okay to use just one lock? Three, the TSA regs say you can put ammo in the same container as your firearm as long as it is boxed or in a magazine or magazines, and the magazine is not in your firearm. What is common practice? What do you do? I read your zip tie article a couple of days ago and saw the comment someone put to cut them off with toenail clippers. Thank you. Tim in Alpharetta, Georgia. He's right down the road from these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Tim, thanks for the email. Let's go through them point by point. Number one, can I use the plastic box my SIG P320 came in? Yes. That is a hard-sided container. Yes, you can. Number two, the box has a two plastic latches where the two locks go. Is it okay to use just one lock? Yes. Yes, it is okay to use just one lock. A locked, hard-sided container. Number three, the TSA regs say you can put ammo in the same container as your firearm as long as it is boxed or in a magazine, magazines, and the magazine's not in your firearm. What is common practice? What do you do? What you just wrote is absolutely 100% accurate. Now, it is possible a various airliner might have a different policy. They might not want it. For example, I used to fly AirTran regularly. Miss them. My gosh, do I miss them. They used to have a boneheaded policy that they didn't want ammo riding in the same bag as your firearm. Why? Because apparently your ammo has a mind of its own and is going to hop into the locked, hard-sided container in your box, kind of like Toy Story, you know? Everything comes alive when it's not in plain view of human eyeballs, right? That somehow the ammunition was going to hop in from wherever it was behind your socks and underwear, unzip the container it was in, pull itself out of the box, load itself into a, somehow get into the locked hard side of container, load itself into a magazine, and do something crazy while you were in flight. Now, we all know that's ludicrous. But that was AirTran's policy. And boy, I used to educate them on that all the time, because that's not TSA policy. TSA used to wink and nod at me and tell me, you know, when you bring this bag over here to check it in, we're not going to tell you it has to be in a separate bag. You understand that, right? Wink, wink, nod, nod. What's common practice? Common practice, I would say, Tim, if you're traveling to, at least for me anyway, is I just put the ammo in the ammo box, the container that it came in, and I put it in the same suitcase. I don't put it in the magazine. I don't put it in the container with the firearm because I use a small container that holds just the firearm I'm taking. For those of you interested, I use a center of mass locked hard-sided container. It's sitting right here in the studio with me. I can see it right there. It's going to get a workout here in a few days. I lock that gun. Now, I do something a little bit different. I go an extra step. You see, that container also comes with a steel cable. Those of you who have the pull-up metal bars, you know, with the wheels on your suitcase, went inside, just cut a little slit through a little fabric there, and I wrap that cable around there, so I lock that container table to that cable around that suitcase piece. Just an extra headache for any, kind of like putting a club on your car. Remember the clubs on your steering wheel? Thief sees that, I ain't got time to be cutting the steering wheel. I'm going to go to that one over there that doesn't have it. Just something I do from time to time. Don't do it all the time. Depends on what suitcase I'm carrying it in. Let's go back to the plastic box. Yes, the plastic box, that's a hard-sided container. The lock, yes, as long as you can lock the container, doesn't matter how many locks you have on it. You have 10 holes in it. A locked hard-sided container. Only you can have the key. So you can use a TSA lock to lock the container. Got that? I'm going to put a master lock on there or something. That's TSA regulation. Not Deltas, not Americans, not United, not Southwest, not Spirit or anybody else. That's TSA. We can't have the lock, the key to the lock for your firearm. That belongs to you. Now, my advice on that plastic box, I wouldn't use that plastic box. If you notice, it's not too hard to open up those plastic containers, even with a lock in there, because your lock's going to have about an inch or so of clearance on it. All right, you want to lock that box. You want that thing to be locked solid. You don't want anybody to be able to slip a finger up in there and pry it open. And that's generally what happens when you're talking about some of these containers, okay? So what I'm here to tell you is get yourself a good locked container. We'll talk about it more when we come back here after the break. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be right back. Oh, how much? I'm sorry, Sean. I'm out of time. Out of time? No, we can. Oh, no. Music started. No, hey, thanks. There we go. I was way ahead of myself around the clock. Boy, I'll tell you. When we come back, we will continue the discussion, and I'll answer some more questions about it and tell you what Delta did and give you some, maybe some rules for the road of how you want to plan ahead. We'll be back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
It's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. Hey, Sean, how you doing? Come on, make your mic live. How you doing today, brother? Haven't had a chance to say much to you today.
Nope.
Doing all right?
I do very well, actually.
Good, good, good. Well, I want to apologize for messing up your countdown there, and I know you were trying to get me out of the break, right? And I was just way ahead of myself, brother. That's okay.
Yeah, that's normal.
That happens sometimes, right? Mouth going a little bit faster than the brain is. Sometimes you're on autopilot.
That's what I said. That's normal. Oh, that happens with everybody.
Thanks for everything you do down there in Dallas, man. I really appreciate it. So, boy, this flying thing is getting a lot of response. I wrote a piece for AmmoLand, and it went all over the place. We actually broke this here on Armed American Radio, and the emails coming in. It's interesting to note how many emails I'm getting from people within TSA and within various airlines that listen to the program. Before I go to one of those in particular from a TSA agent, I want to put this all in perspective for you, just wrap this all up, put it in a nutshell. Let's put a bow tie on this thing and move on to some other aspects of it and what it means to you, the information part of it, okay? Flying with your firearm is 100% legal. Now, Delta's making it a little bit more difficult for you. What does that mean for you? I'm not calling for a boycott of Delta. Choose to fly whoever you wish. You know, your choices of airlines are getting smaller every day anyway with the mergers and everything else. The fact of the matter is the hassle is not on the front end. It's not at the airport. It's not at your origin. It's at your destination. Now, Delta does something I've never liked, and I like flying Delta. They've been very good to me. They go everywhere I need to go, and then some. But if you use the app, as most people do now, to check in, on origin you can check in and tell them you have no bags and then show up and check a bag in and declare your firearm. If you tell them you've got a special bag or a firearm on the app when you go in with the luggage, they're not going to let you get your boarding pass. They're going to make you go to the airport first. So it's easier to just go ahead and check in on that first flight. But make no mistake, on your return, you're not going to be able to check in with the app. You're going to have to show up at the gate, which is kind of stupid because you're going to have to show up at the gate, ticket counter anyway, because you have a firearm. They just won't let you get your boarding pass in advance, which, like I said, is kind of stupid. I've never figured that one out. Had a number of conversations with folks at Delta about that and can't get a straight answer, so don't expect one. But flying with a firearm is easy to do. It's not a problem. It's not a problem on the origin. It's not a problem when you're flying out on your return flight. It adds, 60 seconds to a minute, maybe two. When I fly out of the Atlanta International Airport, I physically walk that bag to TSA myself. They don't escort me. Who knows? Maybe they'll want to change that. Maybe they'll think, oh, I'll let him walk by himself right over there. No, no. You never know. Couldn't care less. If they want to waste the manpower and the money to do it, go ahead. Oh, but wait, guess what happens? My ticket prices rise, right? See how all this is tied together? But the fact of the matter is your hassle is going to be at destination when you go to pick up your bag. And I'm getting a ton of email from a ton of folks telling me, I think Travis wrote in just a little while ago, hey, Mark, flew Delta the other day. White bag goes on the white tag goes on the bag. Says not to put it on the carousel at Raleigh. And I believe he had two other airports listed. His bag showed up on the carousel. So sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. What does that mean? It means it raises the possibility that you're going to be waiting at the wrong place for your bag. The reason I tell you all this is be aware of it. Delta employees don't even know what their own policy is right now. There's going to be a ton of mistakes, and you're going to bear the brunt of it. So give yourself plenty of time. I'll let you know, coming up on Friday, April 7th, of my own experience after I go to Dallas, because I will be flying Delta. Now, I flew them just a couple weeks ago and didn't have any of this. And that was flying out of Atlanta. Other people had issues the very same day, okay? But I don't want to discourage you from flying with a firearm. It's perfectly legal to do. You have every right to do it. Just make sure you plan for it on the other end, from where you pick up your bag. Apparently, it's not going to be as easy as it was. Now, one of the letter writers says, here, I've got a solution for this. If TSA's already pre-checked, why are they putting a sticker on it to begin with? Because you see, as I leave and declare my firearm at the ticket counter, then I go over to TSA. TSA looks at my bag, and off I go. Why is there a white sticker on it? For what purpose? TSA has already looked at screened my bag. So not sure what Delta's, what their rationale is for doing nothing other than notifying folks underground that there's something special in this bag. Now, the Brady Law, by the way, prohibits that from identifying something as a firearm. Now, Delta's going to get around that and say, they didn't say it was a firearm. It says check and protect. That just denotes a high-value item or a fragile item. It doesn't say firearm on it. But we both know, don't we, what that tag screams, don't we, to somebody with nefarious intentions. We know what that tag screams. It screams, there's probably a gun in that bag. If not, maybe there's a really nice watch. Now, if you're flying like that anyway, that's pretty foolish. But you get the idea. So I get this. Good afternoon, Mark. I frequently listen to your broadcast via download, and I'm a member of the USCCA. I'm also a TSA officer here at the Minneapolis International Airport. He's tuned in on AM 1280 The Patriot. Love you, cats. I know you've mentioned this in the past broadcast, but I feel it needs to be brought up again. So far this year, we're heading for a new record number of handguns, often loaded, being found in people's carry-on bags so far this year. I hope none of these are your listeners or USCCA members. Hopefully they know better than to be so careless or forgetful as attempting to bring a firearm into the secure side of an airport. This will get you in serious trouble, most likely arrested, and get you on a government watch list forever. Not to mention that in many jurisdictions, to do so is a felony offense that will cost you your right to own firearms or have a CCW permit. Sincerely yours, Michael. I'll leave his last name off. I responded. I said, hey, Michael, thanks very much for the email, brother. Appreciate that. Smart man being a USCCA member carrying that self-defense insurance, too, by the way. He follows up with, hey, please feel free to read my letter on air. I deal with passengers with firearms all day here at my airport, as my specialty is checked luggage, firearms, and cargo. TSA officers at large airports are in two groups, the ones in checkpoints and the ones who screen checked luggage, the ones the public does not see. That's us, right? Here in Minneapolis International Airport, I and a small group of other TSA officers handling the oversized luggage and people with firearms and the misinformed ticket agents, so you are correct. Many ticket agents do not know how to handle the traveling public with guns. They receive little training before being put out in the ticket counter, as I often have to correct the misinformed passengers and agents. Thanks for a great show. That's Michael again. So as I told you in my column on Ammo Land when I was writing about this, you want to go see it, just Google it up. Mark Delta Flying with Guns Ammo Land. It'll pop right up for you. The last part of it was, hey, well, there were two columns, but I ended one of the columns with, you have a responsibility to know more than they do. And that's basically what our friend TSA officer Michael and fan of the show is telling us. You have a responsibility to know more than we do. Understand what you're going to be up against so you don't get caught with your pants down. Now, for gosh sakes, don't be that man or woman that walks up to a checkpoint with a firearm because you quote-unquote forgot about it. Don't be that bonehead. You have an obligation to know more than the general public when you carry a firearm. Education, information, entertainment for responsibly armed Americans. Armed American Radio will continue next. We're going to talk to, oh gosh, we got an attorney coming up. Self-defense law, always very powerful, always very powerful, very compelling radio. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And for gosh sakes, don't be afraid to fly with a firearm. Just give yourself more time. If you want to find a new airline that doesn't hassle you, that's up to you. I'll see you on the radio. We'll be back after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.